Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can, okay? God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Yes, good morning, family, my company, my squad. Good morning, good morning. All right, how to do? Okay, now today is Feel Good Friday. Hello, those of you, go ahead and tell God thank you. All right, because you up this morning, another day with your bipolar queen herself, the why. All right, good morning. It's Feel Good Friday, and I challenge y'all today. This is a challenge because y'all, you know, you young people seem to like challenges, okay? Remind me of some shit they call I Declare War. You understand me? Right. Or I challenge you. You know that little game where they challenged you, they dared you to do every motherfucking thing. Wait, what was it called? It was called, where they ask you a question or something. And you don't want to, you know, you don't want to answer the question right. So they make you either take a drink or you do a dare or a challenge or some shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, anywho, okay. Right. I challenge y'all today, all right, to have a beautiful Friday, to do whatever you want to do today. Okay, for real, because it's Friday. It's almost close to the motherfucking weekend. And you ain't doing shit smoking. Okay, we're going to get high today. All right. No, well, I'm trying to repeat that line from Friday. You know, those of us that love urban movies, that line came from straight from Friday with, Chris Tucker, Ice Cube. You going to get high today. You ain't got to go to work. It was funny. But anyway, today, y'all, I challenge y'all to do anything you want to do today. For real. If you feel like being happy all day, I challenge you to be happy all day. If you feel like you don't want to go home all day, now let me tell you something. Be careful with this one. Because look here. If you're married, or you got a woman, baby, this one right here might be a problem. You understand me? Take your ass home. I ain't even going to tell you not to go home, even if you want to. Okay, baby, that's a problem inside the home. And your girl, the wife, ain't got time for nobody to be screaming, why? Yes, baby. You know, sometimes life can make you do that shit. You understand me? But your girl, the wife, ain't going to send you down that road. Listen here. In celebrity news today, baby, let's get to it, okay? Good morning. Good morning, world. Good morning. How to do? I love you. Okay? It's your girl, the wife. Now, let's get right into this celebrity news today. You know, this ain't nothing but mere rumors. Okay, right. A little word on the streets, a little pillow talk. Right. Allegedly. So let's get into it, shall we? The streets are talking. Right now. We were just talking about J-Lo cheering. Okay, going to Disneyland. Ain't that beautiful? Honey, she has it going on with them babies. A beautiful blended family. I was just talking about how respectful and nice the kids act with each other. And baby, y'all know, at these days, that's hard. You know what I'm saying? So they are doing a beautiful job in co-parenting. But baby, that ain't what the fuck I was talking about. You understand me? No, bitch. Baller alert. Baller alert. Let's hear the baller alert. Yes. Y'all know J-Lo and Ben at it for years. You know, they love affair off and on and everything. Well, it's back on. Okay? And sources are saying, baby, that this baller alert right here. Okay? Baller alert. I'm going to tell y'all about all the ballers that's doing something, you know, that us regular folk want to do. Well, word on the streets, rumors, you know, a little pillow talk. They said that J-Lo and Ben, baby, spent a whopping $7 million on their motherfucking mansion. And, baby, it's nice. Baby, at $7 million. I want a thrill. Baby, at $7 million. Bitch, you could get anything in your house for $7 million, bitch. For $7 million, bitch. Let me tell you what you get. All right. Yeah, I wrote this shit down. I wrote this shit down because I was astonished. I was like, oh my God, please, Jesus, bless thee. Okay, I swear I won't cuss another motherfucker out, please, thank you. Okay, knowing damn well, I'm lying. Okay, how to do. Right. No, listen to this shit, y'all. They got like, fuck, look. They got like 13 bedrooms and shit, allegedly. Okay, for real. 24 motherfucking bathrooms. Somebody tell me. Somebody loves you, baby. I wish I would have some shit. Whoa. Some shit like that. God is good, ain't it? All the time, bitch. 13 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms now. Now, everybody who know me, know your girl the why. Mm-hmm, that's me. It is I. Right. Everybody who know me know that, God damn it, I am a bathroom fanatic. Baby, I'm a bathroom freak. Do you hear me? Listen, you know, like how some people go look for a house and they look for their walk-in motherfucking closet, and the walk-in closet is no compromising. This walk-in closet got to be exactly the way the motherfuckers want the walk-in closet. Okay, well, your girl feel the way, your girl Dubai feel that way about her bathroom. Baby, I can't even stay at a motherfucking hotel if the bathroom ain't on fleet. Okay, no, damn the bedroom. It's all about the bathroom with me. I don't understand why I'm such a bathroom freak. You know, y'all be like closet freak. Your girl to buy, it is I, is a goddamn bathroom freak. Do you understand me? It's something about the fucking bathroom. Baby, I call it my office. It's something about the bathroom for me. It has to be big so I can go in there. I can sit down. I can think. I can write shit down. It's just something about the shitter. You understand me? That gives me peace. Now, listen here. Oh, I don't know if my mind knows it's the place of release. Okay? And I can stop stressing and get off my feet. But still, when I go in the bathroom, y'all, it's something about the motherfucking bathrooms. Do y'all know? Okay? Do y'all know? Because we're getting here. Okay? I already said we either going through the front, y'all let us in, or baby, we going to use our talents and go what? Nope. We ain't going through the back door. You know, that would be the right thing to do. But since I have folks in my family with actual talents, okay. Since I have folks in my family with natural talents, y'all don't have to let us in the back. Shit, you ain't even got to let us in the front. But I tell you one way we're going, without your permission, or you just go open up the window. We going through the window. God said, get in by any means necessary. And baby, your girl Divine, she ain't picking how she getting the dough. Long as I'm in there, you know. Right? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you understand what I'm talking about. Right. So we going in. Okay, huh? We going in. So when we get our big ass estate, listen, y'all, these motherfuckers running around here paying cash. Okay, the first person I heard paying cash for a goddamn estate, a mansion, was Jay-Z and B. Okay, yeah, they was the first. Now we had that the millionaire with Kenny G house, Jeff Benzo. Okay, that's the second. All right, and then here we coming in right behind, cause y'all know Jeff Benzo he rented out the mansion for $600K. Can you afford it? And y'all know how much this house gonna cost. Ooh, baby, that's going to be a motherfucking house. You understand me? They getting their stuff made too, allegedly. But anyway, yes, baby, it got 13 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. Y'all know I have to see everyone in bathrooms. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'd be like a kid in the motherfucking candy store. Your girl, the Y, would go in every one of them 24 motherfucking bathrooms. Do you hear me? 24 offices? Bitch, it'll take me years, but baby, I'll make sure I'm in there. You know, because I love, y'all, I love bathrooms. It's just something about a beautiful bathroom. It just, you know, it makes me go, ah. It just does. See, so when we get our shit, trust and believe, my bathroom, our bathroom, me and God's bathroom, bitch, we're going to have a chandelier up in our shit. You understand me? in the hot tub. We're going to have a chandelier in that motherfucker in the hot tub, y'all. Going to spin around and shit. You know, not a fast spin. Because I'm seasonal. I want a slow motherfucking spin like a bitch on display. You know what I'm saying? Like a bitch is a shine bright like a diamond. Like a bitch is a diamond on a motherfucking display all by herself. Like a chocolate diamond. You know, one of them rare motherfuckers. Like a chocolate or ruby red or some sparkling shit. You understand? When you have to put on some glass. I wear my sunglasses at night. Right. You got to put on so you can see that shit. Right. That type of shit. And I want my shit going around real slow. Ooh, can you imagine that? A whole lot of motherfucking bubbles. Okay, my motherfucking Stella Rose, some new shit. They just made for me a new edition of the Stella Rose for your girl to ride. It is I. You understand me? Right, with that shit going around. So slow, so precise. Bitch, that's nice. Okay, mirrors all on the wall so I can see myself going around in that little circle. You understand, bitch? It is I. Your girl, do I tell you, we gonna get ours though. Don't you worry about it. Our time is coming. It's coming. So what I want to say is congratulations. Congrats, okay, to J-Lo and Ben for having it going on with this beautiful estate. Bitch, they got a nail salon, a beauty salon in that motherfucker, a sauna, a motherfucking exercise place, a goddamn tennis court, a basketball. Who play hoops? Who play hoops, huh? I believe I can fly. Let's move forward. Y'all know how I feel about it. We're playing basketball. Without that basketball. Let's move forward. Let's move forward, baby. Been in the hole. Baby, that got that shit. That mansion, that beautiful estate. See, we changed names and shit on how rich you is, okay? We go from a house to a mansion to a goddamn estate. They in an estate. The kids got everything they could ever want, okay? Ain't that beautiful? Kids probably got a theater in that motherfucker in the pool, y'all. Allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly, but I seen this shit because they had it on TMZ. They had it on TV on TMZ. I might as well say it because my mouth done ran. You understand me? I'm going to say allegedly, Mr. Harvey, because you and Charles, I don't want no beef, you know. I love y'all, you know, understand me? I want y'all to keep reporting so I can keep motherfucking reporting. But anyhow, did you see the pool? Baby, that was the longest motherfucking pool in the world I ever seen. Them kids is going to be running marathons in them motherfucking pools, y'all. Ooh, baby. Okay, and you know they're going to need some motherfucking maintenance on that big-ass estate. Y'all better get on it. I tell you, baby, because I would love to come in there and just sweep around the pool. How my money that? God damn it, for the rich folk, for the rich folk. Shit, that probably $5,000 just to sweep around that long motherfucking pool. And it's going to take you all day. The whole estate in itself, my people, my family, my squad is beautiful. Okay, that's a house you dream about. Now listen, in other news, okay? Mr. West, okay, Mr. Kanye West is getting sued from a little reporter. He ran up on allegedly last year sometime. She was filming him. He didn't want her to film him, so he took the goddamn camera and threw the camera in the streets. Now, you know, don't pull little paparazzi. They go through a lot. But then they also run up on people like they ain't got shit else to do and this is their job. So I would like to say, shit, to me, I wouldn't have gave him shit because you ran up on that man and it goes along with your job. You're going to get some shit happening if you in somebody's face and you know them motherfuckers is hostile sometimes. Allegedly. So, yeah. She's suing him for her little foam altercation. Okay, good luck on that. Anyhow, we'll tell y'all the story once the shit develop, okay? Because you, as you can see in my voice, I am not too, sorry on that or whatever, because like I said, it's y'all job. You know, y'all know what y'all doing when y'all run up on these hostile people. You know, sometimes they in good graces and sometimes they ass mad. That's part of the job. It is what it is. You knew what you was doing. When the man told you to get the fuck out of his face, you should have just simply got the fuck out of his face. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? Just tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I will. Now, in other news, y'all know I reported this shit like yesterday or a couple of days ago. Al Pacino at a whopping, what is he, 83, is having a baby. Now, everybody was talking about that shit, and yeah, Al's 83 years old. And the baby mama is 29. And then word on the streets was like she was with Mick Jagger, too. So she got a type. Clearly, little mama got a type, huh? She ain't playing. Okay, she coming in with a motherfucking plan. All right, she ain't got time to be working all her life. She know where to hit when the time is right. You understand me? Little mama just straight made it come up, though. Al Pacino having a baby at 83. So, you know, the streets was talking, and Al be listening. I love me some Al Pacino, because listen, he tell y'all right now, bitches, look here. I might be 83, but I ain't stupid. Never. Not me. Okay? Al, allegedly, Mr. Pacino himself, talked to the baby mama, told her, listen here. I need a paternity test. Al said, give me the Dana. DNA. Fuck what you talking about. Fuck love. What's love got to do? Got to do with it? We're still mourning the loss of our beautiful queen, the legend, the icon herself, Miss Tina Turner. My condolences go out to her family. But yeah, honey, Al said, baby, okay, he did a Maury on her motherfucking ass. Listen here, I want a test to make sure that baby mine. Cause word on the street, some doctor told him allegedly a long time ago that he couldn't have no kids. So I was like, fuck that. Let me see what's going on, you know. Well, they didn't say he can't have no kids. They just say he couldn't have no more kids. Right, right. So I was like, let me check and see what's going on, you know. Right, right. Because you was with my partner. You understand me? Yeah. Don't think these old cats don't know each other and they don't talk, because they do. You dig? Okay, yeah, they have conversations, all right? They sure enough do, just to, you know, make sure they took care of, you know, being bros and all. You understand me? They do talk to each other. So, you know, yeah, he went on to hit her ass with a DNA. You know, he wanted the DNA for his baby, and she gave it to him, and he found out, okay, that Al Pacino, you are the father. That is your goddamn baby, so congratulations, man, and go make it do what it do. Do some father shit, shall we? Okay, because y'all was talking shit. I'm going to tell y'all was talking shit. Y'all was talking about, oh, it's selfish for Al to have babies at his age. Shit, he didn't know he was still potent. He didn't know he was working that ass like that. Okay, he didn't know. So, you know, here come the love, baby. You understand me? Right, right, right. So, you know, Al just got his. Congratulations, Al. Hey, what y'all need to do is stop age shaming so much. It don't matter how old that man is. Y'all see, he still made a baby. He still made a seed. Aha, some of y'all mad because y'all think at a certain age, us seasonal people can't do shit. We can do anything we want to do. You understand me? Yes, we can. This is prime example right here, baby. This is a big ass example. Listen, did y'all hear? I'm so sick of you people coming from other countries, getting loans, getting stores in our motherfucking neighborhoods, and then had the motherfucking nerves to try to start killing our motherfucking people. Did y'all hear about that Korean store owner that shot, allegedly, a 14-year-old boy in the back because he thought, okay, he didn't even do the shit, because he thought his son... He had a son up in there, too. And, you know, young people like to fuck with the situation. He should have got charged, too. Because I truly believe the son amped up the situation. You understand me? No, they thought this little 14-year-old was stealing. He was not stealing. The son allegedly said something crazy to him. So he ran out the store. He got scared. He's 14 years old. The motherfucker probably showed him a gun. Or said, I'm going to kill you. If you was up here trying to steal our stuff out of our store, I'm going to kill you. If you try to steal our stuff out of our store. Right, right. Because they so mean. If you ever been to a neighborhood store, go in there and see how them motherfucking people treat you. Okay? I don't recommend you going there if you're not urban. Because then, you know, your treatment will be different, because if you're tan skin, they're going to treat you better because they tan skin. But if you urban, you're going to be met automatically with attitude and suspicious. They already got their motherfucking guard up. Some of them, even before we walk in the door, they got cameras everywhere. See us get out of their car and put in their motherfucking mind that shit's going to sell something today. So they'll follow us around the motherfucking store like we really want their motherfucking product. And here half of the time, we got a whole motherfucking pocket of motherfucking money. We ain't gotta steal when we can buy. But see, that's the type of perception that they have of us already coming in our motherfucking country. So let me tell you what they did. Hell yeah, I'm mad about it. Hell yeah, I'm mad about it. Because a young man, our babies, our kids, have to die over racist shit, over racist motherfuckers, over shit they've been taught. Because America love to talk about how racist they ain't. Y'all love to act like motherfuckers can't see. We see what's going on. Action speaks louder than words. You're a racist. The more you say you not, the more you show you are. They chased that little boy out the store. Chased him out the door. He ain't had nothing in his hands, y'all. He fell because he was scared. You would be scared. I would be scared of motherfuckers screaming, come back here. You ain't throw that out. And you know you didn't steal nothing. But this other little motherfucker, devious motherfucker, that's why he should get charged too, right alongside his motherfucking daddy, okay? Because he added to the situation. He probably made the situation into something that it wasn't. The baby fell, ran up on the baby, and shot him several times in his motherfucking back. I want everybody in prison. I want his ass in prison. I want the son in prison too. I'm sick of that shit happening. Y'all in our motherfucking country, how the fuck y'all feel like we so dispensable that y'all could shoot us down like dogs in the streets anytime y'all motherfucking want without even seeing if we committed the crime that y'all accused us of? That's some bullshit. America, y'all need to get it right. I feel my blood pressure going up, so I'm going to get on over here. I want everybody in jail. I want him in prison. I want the son in prison. You heard what I said. And anybody in the motherfucking store in prison, too, for not stopping the shit, not stopping a young boy from losing his motherfucking life, cut him down in the prime. 14 years old? Oh, boy, y'all motherfuckers something else, y'all. That jealous of us? Moving forward, yeah, allegedly. The Kardashians is getting boring. Fuck it. I'ma say it. They're getting boring, okay? You're boring, Kardashians. You ain't got no more juice trying to hold on to Trisha. Y'all better start letting fucking so we can start watching some shit. Because right now, we don't want to know about you motherfuckers in your exercise classes and the stupid shit y'all doing, okay? It's boring. Okay, yeah, they ratings is going on. They about to lose money. I suggest y'all find another Ray J and try to get something popping. Y'all understand me? Allegedly. Hey, big ups, Ray. Yeah, they still living on that sex tape from 1985. You understand me? That means you are truly not relevant. That means you ain't got nothing in your life that we want to know about, okay? The fascination is over. Well, you had something with Mr. West, but he automatically decided to choose what was best, and that was him. He left your ass, and now all y'all could do together is co-parent. And then, remember she tried to get with the guy Pete? He was fucking with Kanye, put the kid's name tattooed all on his neck and shit. That was over. That was weird anyway, allegedly. Listen, now he got a new love, okay, and a new dog. Okay, Mr. Pete allegedly done went and bought him and his new girlfriend a dog. Yeah, they were spotted. They were spotted, you know, in a shelter, you know, getting a beautiful little dog. Okay, I don't know what kind it was. Go on TMZ. They got all that good little shit for you. They got the inside details. I can't tell you what type of dog it was, but what I can say was the little beautiful thing was beautiful. You understand me? Yeah, he left her too. Baby, you couldn't even hold on to Pete. Then had your nerve to try to go to a Lakers game. Allegedly, I'm not even going to forget about this story. Because, baby, once you start trying to mess with us, because Kanye already told people you got a preference. So all the dark-skinned fellas with pretty-ass teeth is on alert now, okay? Miss Kim, you might have to switch your game up, girl. Okay? Because people, they waiting to alert on you. Yeah, girl. Yeah, y'all. She tried to... allegedly go to the game and take a picture of LeBron James through her Lakers purse, okay, trying to flirt. Baby, that wife was on it. That wife was on it. She told her, you don't want none of this. I said, you do not want to. She said, you do not want to bark up this tree. We are married, happily married, okay? And my husband will not sleep with the likes of you. Okay, yeah, look at her, y'all. She look all different, getting all skinny. A body don't look right no more, baby. That's all with age, you know. It's okay. It is. But, you know, age gracefully. You see what I'm saying? Don't be out there flabbergasting and just all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? People, we looking for you. Right. Everybody got their ears and eyes open because you ready to attack somebody. Right. Because she been single for a while, y'all, crying about how hard it is to raise kids. That's a slap in the face for women all around the world today, especially single women, because we raise our kids by ourselves every day. We don't have nobody to help. We ain't crying. You got a famous husband and some nannies. Go sit the fuck down. It's actually disrespectful. She do so much shit sometimes, folks be ready to slap on her. Tell me, I go to work. Where you clock in at? Where's your 9 to 5? How the fuck you gonna tell somebody to go to work, bitch, and you ain't got no 9 to 5? You see what shit don't make sense? It don't. Listen, all I wanna say is you Kardashians, get your shit together, yeah? Okay, gonna get us some entertainment, because right now, the world has spoken, and you ladies, all right, y'all boring. So get it together. Get us a new topic. Get us a storyline. Okay, somebody better do something, and I mean goddamn quick. All right, in other news, okay, all right, let's get it together, girl. Okay, bitch, you getting it together, ain't you? And is, okay, listen here. In other news, okay, everybody loves our beloved Freddy Krueger. Okay, y'all know the man, the Freddy Krueger man? Oh, yeah. He can't play Freddy anymore. All right, uh-huh. He's a little seasonal. Mm-hmm. And he has carpal tunnel in his hand. He has arthritis, carpal tunnel, allegedly something that hurts his hand really, really bad. So he cannot play Freddy anymore, right? But guess what? He picked a successor. He picked somebody he thought that would be fucking perfect for the part. Okay? So he threw that out there, and trust and believe Hollywood gonna pick it up. Our beloved Kevin Bacon. Okay? Yeah, he's seasonal too. It don't matter. But we'll get a couple good years of Freddy Krueger 2, 3, and 4. Right, with Kev. Right, uh-huh. So we might as well jump on that. And by the way, Freddy, that was a good idea. I'm on that. I think Kevin Bacon would be the perfect Freddy Krueger. You understand me? Yes, baby, that's beautiful. Now listen, I say this every day on my podcast till I see this man get back into the media light. And I see that everything is all right with him. Okay. I want to say our prayers goes out to Jamie Foxx. Okay. We pray that you make a strong recovery. All right. We pray that you get back on the top of your game like you was before. Because I'm missing him on them shows. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with Nick. I love me some Nick Cannon. He's so sweet. And they asked him something about Jamie, about him, you know, filling in until Jamie get back on his feet. And Nick said, I love that young man. He said, I love Jamie Foxx. I will do anything for Jamie. And y'all, that's the type of teamwork I want. I want that type of dedication. That's friend love. That's a bond. That shit been around for years. You understand me? That's beautiful. All right, because at first I kind of had my nerves to get all in my feelings every time I seen, you know, the young man doing, you know, Jamie's show. But, you know, Jamie has to recover. And you know, I would be feeling a certain way. But now I'm not feeling a certain way at all. That man has beautiful intentions. And, you know, it is what it is. You can't judge people on their personal life. You can't. Because everybody makes mistakes when it comes to that category. Even my motherfucking self. I am not perfect at all. Oh, no, ma'am, no, sir. Okay, so, you know, we have to stop judging on shit we think. Y'all know the reason why we don't get paid for thinking, bitch. Okay, because you make an ass out of you and me when you think about shit you know nothing about. So I would like to say thank you, Mr. Cannon for filling in for Mr. Fox as him and his family go through a speedy, I'm going to say speedy because God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. So I'm going to say speedy recovery. Okay, he'll be back on shit. I give it a couple months. He'll be back on track, you know, because God is good. And if you know God, you know what God can do. Now, listen here. In other news today, I didn't even want to talk about it. I didn't even want to say nothing about it at all. But see, I love this little young man. He's a beautiful entertainer. He's just beautiful all the way around. Listen here. My condolences. I know y'all done heard about this. It's on every social media platform. I didn't even want to talk about it. But I'm going to go right here and say a few words, and they're going to be beautiful words. Listen, my condolences goes out to Mr. Young DC Fly. You understand me, sir? My condolences goes out to him and his family for losing his beautiful, I'm going to say wife, baby mama, wife. I'm going to give her a title. Y'all called her his partner. Okay. To me, in my eyes, that's his wife. She had kids with him. Okay. Kids that she left and now that he has to take care of. I'm going to say his wife. She was a beautiful woman. All right. She worked on Wildin' Out with him, allegedly. All right. They said, allegedly, word on the street says, I'm going to say allegedly because this is what I'm picking up from other media sites. They said that she went under the knife to have a mommy makeover, okay? She went to try to get a mommy makeover, all right, and lost her life, all right? They don't know exactly what happened. All I want to say is I love you. It's going to take this young man, y'all, a long time to recover. This is painful. This, when I heard about the story, it broke my heart. It broke my heart, y'all. Because now he's never, y'all got to understand. Let me explain to y'all. This young man is never going to love the same again. You understand me? He's never going to love the same again because he's left with the burden of explaining this to her youngest baby. Shit, her youngest, she just had a baby, y'all, no more than 6 months ago. Little young ladies, please, I love y'all so much. Please, when you go for these mommy makeovers now, the only thing I ask is if you wait for at least 2 years. Now, I know y'all are at least a whole year and a half. Now, I know y'all got jobs. Y'all got to go back to work. Some of y'all are in the public eye. You want to look good. But, baby, the loss is so painful. We rather have you here. Y'all don't think that man rather have his woman right here? Y'all don't think that? He's left with the burden of having to tell his children what happened to their mother. That is my heart goes out to him and his family, y'all. That's some painful shit. Ladies, we got to be mindful of what we are trying to do. I understand you want to look good, but sometimes you got to put that on the back burner for your family. We want you. You can ask that man right now, what do he want? And he will tell you right now, he want his woman back. He want his wife back. He want his baby mama back. He want his companion back, his partner. Y'all, that was a beautiful young lady. If you ask me, and nobody is, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what God love. She didn't need too much, you know, because them mommy makeovers, y'all, they give you a lot. On them mommy makeovers, baby, they make over everything. Your stomach, your booty, and they even do a vajayjay cleansing or something. It's a lot with that. That, to me, I'm just going to stay with, I can't do anything like that anyway, y'all, because I'm seasonal. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm going to tell the truth. But for me, baby, before y'all consider doing that, let's work on every other option. Let's exhaust every other option before y'all go under the knife. Because I don't care who they are. They could be the best fucking plastic surgeons ever. And something could always go wrong. And can't nobody do nothing when God calls your name. Can't nobody do wrong when, you know, God picks you. When God picks you, can't nobody help you anyway. Okay, ladies, y'all just make sure that, yeah, because this supposed to be a real good doctor. Okay, he's supposed to be a number one surgeon, this and that and the other. You see what I'm saying? And this just a lesson to let us know anything could go wrong. It's time for y'all to start getting back into the gym, working on your bodies naturally for as long as you can. You know, I can see if it was deformed or something, then you go, you know, get that done. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay, this I'm telling y'all, this was a beautiful young lady. I can't imagine what she wanted really done. Just beautiful. But, you know, society, you know, in Hollywood makes us feel like we're not perfect. So we go out there in search of the perfect body, not knowing all along that your body is banging. They want to be you. You want to be them. People pay for the shit we got on our bodies right now today, young ladies. They pay for that. And y'all got it naturally. The lips. They love to talk about our lips, but want them. Our nose. Love to talk about our nose, but we can sniff y'all asses out of anywhere. You understand? Right. Our heads. Oh, not to mention our booties. Okay, because at first they was disgustingly big. Not everybody wants a big ass. Okay? Not to mention the titties, the chest. Oh, Lord, the breast. You understand me? This plastic surgery shit is gone too far. Y'all, I just feel like y'all making these motherfuckers rich when they killing half of us. They are. I love y'all. My condolences goes out to DC Young Fly and his family. My prayers are with you, young man. I didn't even want to do this. I didn't even want to do this story. And when I saw him, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. When I seen the young man, they have a picture on social media of him. And baby, he looked like he in shock. I cried. The young man looked like he in. Baby, didn't I tell y'all to start reading y'all Bibles and get to know God? I said that. Get to know God because you're going to need him one day. You're going to need him one day. It's going to take everybody. Mama, daddy, sister, brother. It's going to take everybody to help this young man. It's going to take everybody to help this young man and baby's kids. This is heartbreaking. I cried because the picture clearly looked like he didn't understand what day it was. He was so much in pain. I can understand him asking God, why? That's what it looked like. It was a picture. A picture brought me to tears. Ladies, I beg you. Every action brings on a reaction. We got this man right here for the world to see him go through this tragedy all by himself. See, because listen, when you lose the one you love, your mate, your heart, your soul, you're all alone for a little while. And it's going to be a long road for this young man. It's going to be a long road. So I'm asking everybody that even come in his presence or see him around. You understand? Give him a hug. You know what I hate? I hate for people to tell you. How sorry they are after you done lost somebody you love. Don't say that. Don't say nothing about how you sorry you are. Just roll up on the man, give him a hug. I love you. You need anything. A few kind words and a beautiful gesture goes a long way in somebody's spirit. Okay, the reason why I know how this feels is, I'm going to tell y'all a story. I knew a man, okay, let's get into it. We shall. I knew a man, beautiful man. I ain't even gonna say his name. Allegedly, one of my baby daddies. Met a woman. He was younger. Beautiful young girl she was. Beautiful thing. He loved her to death. She had cancer. They went to the doctors one day because they was trying to have kids. That was supposed to be his first. Babies was supposed to be by her, okay? So they went to the doctor because they had been trying to have children, and he was wondering why, you know, it's not happening, what's taking so long, yada, yada, yada. So he started feeling like it was him. So they went to the doctor, all right? He took her to get checked, and he went to get checked. So he went to get checked first. It wasn't him. So they went to check her. Come to find out, she had cancer. And she only had, like, she had real bad cancer. It had took over the majority part of her body. But they didn't know. She didn't even know. Okay, she was still living perfectly and everything. The minute they told her that she had cancer was the minute everything started dissolving for them. It was hard for me to get this story out of him, y'all. Remember, it was so hard. The way I did it was so cold, though. I'm something else. I knew it was something with him. I knew it was a problem. I knew it was something, you know, because he just had a real problem with loving, and he was very insecure with the love. He was just, you know, you okay with it, you know, type thing. So, you know, one day we went to a picnic, and I found he was in the shower one day, and his wallet was open. And I seen this picture of this beautiful girl. So I decided one day, you know, I didn't rush up on him about it or nothing, because I looked at the picture. Y'all, ladies, do your detective work, too. If you're going to be bitching about something, if you creeping in your nigga shit and you gonna think you're going to be bitch about it, please do your detective work. I looked at the picture and everything. I noticed that the picture was old. So I knew the shit was old. You see what I'm saying? So we went on a picnic one day at Griffin Park. I'll never forget it, because I planned it out to a T just so I could ask who this young lady was, because I knew she was somebody of importance, because he keeps this picture in his wallet. Just him and her. And the look on his face for me told the whole story. I knew it was something behind this young lady by the look on his face in the picture when he looked at her. All right. So we went and had this picnic. So we were sitting down, you know, and I went on and tossed me back a couple of them little vodkas, because I knew it was going to be something, you know, and I was getting prepared for whatever this may be. You know what I'm saying? So I sat there and we got to talking about it. And well, I asked him, I said, who is the beautiful young lady in your wallet that's with you that y'all took a picture of? Ladies and gentlemen, did I tell you, when I tell you the flood of emotions never go away? They're never going to go away. Do you understand me? When you lose somebody in a tragic state like that, it's always, you're always going to carry it. No matter how much you try to go forward in your life, you're always going to carry that little piece of you. Because it was a trauma. It was trauma for him. And it's trauma. This right here is great trauma for Mr. DC Fly, this young man. He going through trauma right now. This is bad trauma. So I sat him down. I never forget. You know, I said, who is this beautiful young lady? You know, he said, you going in my wallet? I said, no, baby, I did not go in your wallet. You left your wallet open. You were in the shower. And I just happened to glance over there. And that's what I saw. Right? The emotions came right back. Okay? I learned her name. Okay? First of all, I had to wait 35 to 40 minutes for this man. This was a grown man. For this grown man to stop crying. Guys got feelings too. Men suffer too. It cuts like a knife when shit happens to you. Men feel that same burn, baby. So I had to wait at least 30 to 45 minutes before this man stopped crying. But then I learned who she was. I learned what happened to her. I learned how special she was to him. I learned how special she is to him even now. If I even dare to mention her name right now, and he's not even with me. He's married and with a another whole woman. If I even dare to mention her name right now, I feel like right now today, I would get that same breakdown. You understand me? And some things, ladies, they carry, and gentlemen, they carry in their hearts. They're going to carry that in their hearts and their soul forever. And that picnic, okay, I learned a valuable, valuable lesson that day. You understand me? Listen, which is, okay, don't go looking for shit. Because when you look for shit, you going to find it. I had to put that man back together that day. You understand me? And that is a day that I will forever have in my heart. That's why he will always have a special place in my heart, because I know deep down inside that he is a truly, truly beautiful man. You understand me? When they keep pictures in their wallets and, you know, things of you from years, baby, that's beautiful. And that's letting you know that you made a mark on their life. Let me tell you something. Nobody is ever, ever going to be able to come into this young man's heart like his wife did. Really. And you know what's pissing me off with the media right now? They calling her his partner. That's his wife, his soulmate. Y'all get it right. Really. Y'all get it right. That was his wife. Okay. His soulmate. Okay, get it right. Say it right. We're already in mourning. We already hurting. Okay? And what I want to say is I love y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I love y'all. Mr. DC Fly, young man, you take your time. And my condolences. You take your time. It's going to be a minute for him, y'all. It's going to be a minute. So when y'all see this young man, please, please don't tell him how sorry you are. If you want to do something on some real shit, you want to do something, ask him, is it okay if I give you a hug? Shit, give him a hug. Give me some motherfucking money. That always eases the stain. That always eases the burn. Okay, I know money can never replace your true love, but still, you can go get a margarita and get drunk. I mean, okay, y'all, that's what I'm trying to say. I just love y'all. It's your girl, the why, and why not? Because we can. When in doubt, you pray it out. If you feel like it's too much for you to handle, baby, get on your knees and ask God. All right? I'm telling you, it's power in prayer. Y'all better understand that. It's power in prayer. God got you. All the time. Listen, it's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. It's Feel Good Friday. I am challenging y'all to do anything today that makes you feel good. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Any birthdays out there today? Happy birthday to you. Fuck it up. Happy birthday to you. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Happy birthday. Yeah, get a little designated driver if you're going to get drunk. Okay, Danny Lane. Oh my God, did I say something about somebody? Allegedly. The baby's baby mama. Right, went to jail for DUI, baby. Okay, y'all need to get it right. Y'all need to get it right. You need to have a driver or get somebody in there who ain't drinking, baby girl. She beautiful too. Boy, y'all something else. Y'all something else. Anyhow, any anniversaries? It's our anniversary. Oh, yeah, it's our anniversary. Keep your woman. It's hard out here in the streets these days. We have so many obstacles in our way. Okay, one of them being, you know, some men is asking what you bringing to the table. I'm bringing everything you sitting on, sir. The table, the chairs, the plates, and the goddamn utensils. I'm done with that. You might as well stay with somebody who love you. You know, who got your back, who not love bombing you, who don't just want your money. What's in your wallet? Because sometimes they're getting with people these days just because they have a lot of money. Now, you don't want to be a money mark. You really don't. Okay? Because they killing for some cheddar out here in these streets today. They really are. It's scary. Stop telling everybody your business. Everybody doesn't have your good interest at heart. They will kill you these days over a quarter, America. Okay? Come on, y'all. let's make sure we getting this shit right. I love y'all. It's Feel Good Friday. I appreciate everything y'all have done for me. Okay, I understand without you, there is no me. You understand me? And I appreciate all my listeners, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Okay, we in. We on now. Your girl, the why I got her tablet, because I was waiting on my tablet, y'all. And then I got my niece here, you know, because my daughter like, I can't hook it up. You know, it's a problem. So I got to find me somebody who's computer savvy so I can make sure I hook this up so I can go live on my Facebook pages. So we all can connect. See, I want them to feel me. Okay. Feel me the way y'all feel me. You understand what I'm talking about? Okay, it's your girl, the vibe. Okay, it is I. All right, I love y'all. Watch your surroundings. Listen, trust your instincts. You understand me? God give you instincts for a reason. You are supposed to trust those instincts. If you don't feel safe around that person, okay, that person is not for you to be around. Okay, really, listen to your instinct. Get the fuck up out of there. If something telling you shit ain't right, trust and believe. What? Shit ain't right. You understand me? Right, right. Don't second guess your instincts. Get the fuck out of there. Okay? Remember, you're going to be glad you did. You're going to be like, oh my God, God told me to get out of there and I left just in time. Yes, baby. Just in time. You understand me? Don't put your family through nothing that they can't handle. All right. I love y'all. God is good when all the time. Y'all, listen, we got some June bloom. Okay? It's raining and shit out here in the seas. I don't even understand why. Listen, I got that cursing problem. I would like to explain that your girl, the why, it is I, is a little taste of the bipolar. That little taste. So, you know, you know, I'ma act up every now and then. Okay? Please forgive me. All right? I don't mean to offend. See, sometimes you gotta let people know who you are. I put my shit right on the table. I let you know all about who, all about me. Okay, so I need to know all about who, all about you. Right. Listen, y'all. I love y'all. Watch your surroundings. Okay? Listen, and don't let nobody play with you in front of your face, because that's how they are. They'll try to play you right in front of your face. Y'all be careful out here. Surround yourself around positive energy. No negative energy, y'all. Positive energy, okay? It goes a long way. Like now, I love getting up every morning and talking with y'all. That does something for my soul, for my spirit. Now I can get up, go on with the rest of my day. Listen, if you got a problem, talk to somebody. You understand me? Talk to somebody. And y'all keep on these kids. The suicide rate is going up. These kids is going through. It is important, okay, that we keep our eyes and our ears and our fingers on our children. It is important because the kids is our future. And they going through a lot. They going through a lot. I ain't never heard how much shit the kids go through today. We didn't go through that shit back then. We didn't. I feel sorry for these babies of today, of this generation. I do. Some of y'all parents is just dropping the fucking ball. Pick it up, okay? And be the parents that you are supposed to be. You understand me? God will bless you. Go check on your mama them. You only got one mama. When she gone, baby. And you sure gonna regret that. Do you understand me? Because they the only women in this whole wide world, even if you're doing something wrong, that will have your back. Okay? You ask somebody. Ask somebody who may have lost their mother today. They gonna tell you, listen, this is to my Uncle Tim. Uncle Tim, I love you. Go handle your business. That's why I got to get my tablet on, because my uncle, I love my uncle to death. My uncle's a hard-head young man. Okay, he was supposed to go do something, and word on the streets is he's not. And that's running his beautiful wife, Kim, crazy. You understand me? Do y'all know how hard it is to have to deal with a man that's giving up on himself? Okay, Uncle, I love you. Let's go in and get it together. This for my Uncle Tim. This whole segment is dedicated to my Uncle Tim. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, Uncle was supposed to been allegedly go get a operation on his brain. It swelled up on him. Uh-huh. And they were supposed to go take care of that, you know, to release his pain. And I heard Uncle ain't even went. Uncle still, you know, just living his life, you know, and word on the streets, it ain't looking right. You know, the wife crying every day, you know, it just, sometimes men can make the wrong decisions because sometimes they feel like they giving up, but you can't give up, Uncle. We love you. Your beautiful wife is there going through with you. Lord, I pray for this family. I do, because we have been through a lot. We have. Sometimes, y'all, what make you laugh will make you cry. That's why I say we need God. Y'all need God in y'all life because you can't make it without him. Because sometimes this heartbreak, this suffering that we go through sometimes be so great. It do. And you be right there. But let me tell you, they always say God ain't going to give you too much that you can't handle. You understand me? Lord knows that's true. It's Feel Good Friday. I love you like you love me. So let's do the right thing, Uncle. Okay, you know. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not? Because we can. I love y'all. Everything I've told y'all today is mere rumors, word on the streets, a little pillow talk. But you can get all that information out of every social media website. You can find anything I told you today on any social media website because it is what's going on today. I started laughing because tell me why Tasha K and my favorite comedian, Jess Hilarious, is into it now. Okay. All she did, Tasha K, was report the story, baby. I'm sure Miss Hilarious don't want no beef. So if you feel in some type of way, I am here to say I'm sorry, Miss Tasha K. Okay. I'm sorry that Miss, Jess, okay, had to report that mess. Okay, allegedly. It is what it is, baby girl. Okay, it's all on every social media site that you owe Carla B. Everybody know about Carla done sued you down to your drawers. Allegedly. Okay, yeah. They talking about it, baby. It's on every social media site, baby. So don't get mad. It's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Right. Okay, I'm sorry if that hurt your feelings for my favorite comedian, you know, in the behalf of Jess, because she's not going to, you know, apologize, right? Because she said, fuck, is she with that mess? Okay, you the one stressing. All right. Right, allegedly. Baby, y'all ladies, let's not catfight. Row, please. Okay, and she done got all my girl. Yeah. Tasha K, something else. I love her to death, too. She my favorite motherfucking celebrity motherfucking tell-all, if you ask me. Right. She right under Jason Lee's and that other one, Twan, and then that's Tasha K. Yeah, I put her on. Anyhow, right. I love her. I love her to death. But, you know, it happened, baby. Okay, and we sorry it happened to you. We love you. I remember when she first started, though. Okay, I love Tasha K. I do. And she bust her out. That's why I said, I'm apologize to you, Miss K, on the behalf of, you know, Jess Hilarious, because hilarious, right? Is it hilarious? Yeah, love her to death. I know what it is. Yeah. Anyhow, right, Miss Tasha K, you fucked it up with them pictures. I hit the floor when she, did y'all see them pictures, allegedly, that she put up of Miss Jess? Baby! I hit the flow. I said, no, baby, that shit you don't want folks to see. So I'm here on Jess's behalf to apologize for any disrespect you might be feeling on her, you know, on her behalf. Because, baby, if you come up with more pictures, I don't know if I can handle that. Okay, I was crying after I stopped laughing, of course, but I was crying. I was like, oh my God, bitch, diva, bitch, you did that. I ain't even gonna lie. So that's why I came in and apologized, because I don't need for you to do nothing else. You already took her down. That let it go, baby. Let it go. Okay. It's your girl, the why. Why not? Because we can't. That shit was funny. Did y'all see that? I was so hurt for Jess Hilarious, though. I said she didn't even say nothing. All she did was allegedly report the news on The Breakfast Club. And that was news. Everybody was talking about it on every social media site on how allegedly Cardi B sued the socks off Tasha K. That's on every social media platform. So, you know, all she was doing was reporting the news. And I didn't know, you know, you could get fucked up for reporting the news. Apparently you can, because, you know, both of y'all did. You know, you understand me? Right. I love you. Yeah, they say Cardi sued you for millions, girl, allegedly. Okay, shit, I'd be scared. I wouldn't say nothing else about nobody else, but that's just me. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. I love y'all. Peace and love. It's Feel Good Friday. Do anything you want to do today. Do whatever makes you feel good. I love you. God.